Walter Bauer, writing in his Chronicle, told the tale of his own teacher and of his own time in the monastery when he was a young man. The new prior was a mirror of virtue, Sir James Bissett. Born into a quite notable family, which is usually a stimulus for good, by the nobility of his character he surpassed his family and his times. He was humble, friendly and kind beyond all others, sympathetic and sincere to his brothers and the needy, surpassing practically all his other predecessors. He completed the nave of the great church properly, and likewise the cloister, in all respects with rafters and roof covering. He renewed the choir tastefully with stalls, and the cloister quadrangle with both roofing and paving. He also restored the whole monastery and each of its domestic buildings, with alterations and new buildings, along with granaries, mills, malt kilns, piggeries, barns and byres. Some of these were new buildings, with others it was a matter of covering and roofing. Likewise also the guest hall, which he constructed in an appropriate style, with columns and glazed windows, with its two apartments. The courtyard also of the whole monastery, both at the lower level and outside, he pleasingly constructed and finished with stone paving. He refurbished at a good standard all the churches attached to his office, and whichever others were annexed to the monastery, as regards the buildings and the ecclesiastical vestments. He took very great care that the altar sparkled, the lamp shone, the clergy were suitable, the canons were adornments morally, and the altar vessels clean, the vestments laundered, and that the divine offices were celebrated in due order. For he knew that in care of these matters lay the honour of God, the seemliness of his house, many kinds of meaning in the sacraments, the performance of the clergy, the devotion of the people, and the instruction of all without distinction. This prior was tall in stature, placid in character, and circumspect in all his actions. He was humble at heart, thoughtful in what he had to say, judicious in his opinion, courteous in conversation, slow to take revenge, ready to forgive. He had a great love for humble people. Many of his novices, who had been instructed under his training and had attained to the pinnacles of the virtues, were soon after his death employed in other celebrated places as fathers and pastors. At that time, touched by the delightful mildness of a breeze from the south, the paradise of a cloister at St. Andrew's was experiencing spring with as many flowers as it abounded in distinguished men of virtue, when during the time of this prior the monastic company flourished in the sacred rites of the cloister. And he ended his life at a great age in the prior's apartment on the morrow of the feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, 1416. He served as prior for 23 years and was buried with his fathers in the new chapter house. He will receive, it is hoped, his rewards as one of the righteous in the glory of the future resurrection.